schedule that we've approved that we must speak to today. For an example, today the approved agenda, it must be SASCOC and goals. And on your agenda today, there's no goals and there's no explanation. That is the first thing. Secondly, the oversight, which we've approved, we don't know anything about what will happen in July the 5th till the 9th. There's no update, it's just 2 weeks from now. Now, those are the issues that I wanted us to discuss and to put it on the agenda today. And I'm proposing for
a very valid, and because I wanted, before even we start, to report it to you, honorable members, if you can give me the chance to do that, because there are valid points that we can start with those points. Honorable members, the point raised by Honorable Mhlongo, the ministry, because we are involved when we are taking oversight. Honorable members, we have a problem of programming. And in this problem of programming, all the party whips, which is program whips of parliament, they do sit. And as I'm speaking, I've seen, and I'm suspecting everybody, last week we have seen the change of the program. And this change of the program is not catered for the oversight. We have been applying for the oversight since last year, and we have last to do the oversight in 2021, and we've been trying to apply and the change of the program. And last time I did report in this committee that in the chairperson's meeting, many of us, we have raised that, and we were about on the 6th that we're supposed to take an oversight for the first time in this committee. But due to the budget votes debates, again, we were affected because our vote, it was amongst the first one. And we agreed and we saw that it was again postponed. And after postponement, I did come and report, and we were even assured that we are going to take it in this June. Last week, honorable members, I was expecting that maybe as leaders in our parties, we can raise this problem in order that they must have chance to engage where they are sitting, which all of us here, we are not sitting in that programming. That again, last week, I've noticed that here it again, we are not going to have our oversight and put it to you that there's that thing. Maybe after the meeting, maybe Honorable Mhlongo, we can report this, we can discuss this, but I want that before we are not having time to take to the buses, I must respond on that. Secondly, the one of SASCOC, the department, I was thinking that they will do what Honorable Mhlongo is saying, the one of golf, because they are supposed to give us why golf today is not here. Just got the letter this morning. Last night I did get a report of the problem that golf is experiencing. I was thinking that the acting DG, when he's doing the apology, Honorable Mhlongo, they are going to talk on that. As I advised the Honorable Khan that when they are doing the apology as a department, they must reflect on that point, but unfortunately they didn't. So these are valid points that you are raising, but let's talk to that, honorable members, and I'm presenting the agenda with the right of what Honorable Nhlongo is saying. I'm seeing the hand, I'm still seeing the hand of Honorable Denise, Honorable Zond, Honorable Adams, and Honorable Malomane in that order. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to all on the platform. yeah, Chairperson, thank you for raising the issues and responding to the concern of Member Sepo. I just would like up front here to say to Member Sepo, there's no problem with raising an issue. I won't send you an email 4 o'clock in the morning, Chairperson. I won't do that. But I think our communication sometimes on a very good level, and sometimes we go off the rail, and we must just realize, Member Sepo, we are live, you know, we are dealing with our mandate on behalf of South Africans who elected us to be in Parliament. So the issues raised, Chairperson, the oversight. I just want to confirm, because I saw the agenda, I prepared for GOV, so I just want to, Chairperson, we must get a response from SASCOG if GOV is part of this meeting this morning. That's what the meeting is about, in terms of our agenda that we approved. And if it's not so, I think our committee must have a discussion on how to proceed here, because I'm disappointed if GOV is not. It's a disrespect, first of all, towards this committee. I don't know what the reasons are, but I'm not comfortable in going forward without SA GOV not being present here, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Sonny.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I agree with you. Honorable Nhlongo raised a very important item for discussion. However, Chair, no matter how long or short the matter, which I concur with you that it is important, I propose that we put the topic, the item on the agenda after the presentation of SASCOG before the minute, so that it can be recorded. What we have been reporting should be recorded in an item matter on our agenda, so that we can refer to it in the future. If it is long, we can put it on the agenda for Friday meeting. That's true. But it should be itemized.
Thank you, Honorable Sondi. Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. Greetings to everyone. Chair, I think Honorable Nhlongo has moved for the adoption of the agenda. I'm seconding Honorable Nhlongo with the addition of the program, of our program, approved program, so that we'll discuss the item there when we are there, because we'll be wasting time if we can discuss this issue while we never adopted the agenda. The other matter is that maybe you can give the department on the issue of golf to speak on their absenteeism, to say what are the challenges, what has happened, so that we can continue and move on as we've adopted the agenda. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mangoman. As I've seen the hand of Dr. Kumara, I didn't want to start with it. I wanted that the members must first know that, because as I was responding, I did ask that when they are doing apology, they must tell us about the apology of the golf So it's unfortunately that I didn't want to say why are you quiet about the apology of golf, because that apology did come to me last night, and really the committee is not the committee of chairperson, it's committee of members. So I was expecting that we must get that apology. Dr. Kumalo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I do apologize. It was an error on my side when I was noting apologies not to mention. I think an error that was also caused by the fact that when I saw the agenda, I thought maybe the matter had been taken care of. I apologize, Chair. Yes, Chairperson, you will remember that Golf SA had been scheduled a different date, and that date was then changed to today. They did then write a letter to indicate that the new date that was given to them happens to coincide with the conference that was already scheduled. And for this conference, they had already paid flights and accommodation and keynote speakers as well. And it was a bit difficult for them to be able to then change the already scheduled conference. They have indicated humbly that they respect the portfolio committee, but unfortunately the new date that was given to them after the postponement of the previous one just coincided with this conference that already preparations had been made. I don't know whether DBG wants to expand on that, but what I know, Chairperson, is what is contained in the letter where Golf SA has profusely apologized. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Dr. Kumalo. Honorable members, we are having an apology from Golf South Africa that I'll attend to the members that they must also give my office to reschedule this meeting of the golf, and we'll check with the office ministry when are they coming back, and then we'll take care in the next meeting if it's soon Friday, and then we'll check what relevant date. That's my proposal to honorable members. Honorable members, I'm seeing the hand of the Deputy Minister. Good morning, Deputy Minister. We are welcome. Can I give you a chance to talk?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. And good morning to honorable members and the officials from the department and SASCOC officials. Chair, I just want to underscore an apology from our side, because it looked like we might have communicated very late with the portfolio committee on this apology, of course, because when we get an apology as the department, we should communicate it on time, because for you to have scheduled this meeting, it means at that time the apology was not there. Because if I hear members, this item was on the agenda until yesterday. So I just really want to apologize on behalf of the department for the apology of Golf that seems to have not been communicated on time to the portfolio committee. And I really hope that members of the portfolio committee will accept this sincere apology. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, DM. I've seen the hand of Honorable Song. Honorable Song.
Chairperson, I wanted to find out when you schedule a meeting, don't you give them time as we approve this agenda until the 8th? That what was the date? Today we're in May. We only find out yesterday that they're going abroad, they're in meetings, conference, and everything. It's uncalled for us to get a late apology. Why? They were supposed to give you on the 9th that on this day we won't be available. Now it shows Buti that taking advantage of us, even the department must emphasize to them. I think teachers did this to us again. In other words, all these federation and entities, they take advantage of us. They don't want to come and account. Now, it's shocking under your leadership to see Vuti. They just, at night, they knew long time ago, unless you told them 2 days ago, long time ago, this is the standing meeting that they must respect. Now, in my view, I think something must be done. Either write a harsh letter, because we cannot just take an apology while we knew long time ago that they're coming, not only yesterday. They were supposed to tell us long time ago that they're not going to come because of whatever reason. But nonetheless, I wanted that to be noted and be minuted. And lastly, I want to move the adoption of the minutes and the adoption of the agenda with the amendments that I've made. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Msongo. I'm not going to give a defense to the DG Khan, the deputy minister responded, and the deputy minister, he was just open and saying that it is the department, not the golf, who didn't communicate with us in time. Correctly so, Honorable Msongo, this program we adopted on the date that we are mentioning, and now the department officials failed us. Nevertheless, I do appreciate when the error and the mistake and the failure to notify us as the committee is recognized even by the ministry. I'm thinking that we do accept the apology, DM. It must not happen again. We cannot deal with each other the way that this thing happened. It must not happen again. I thank you, Honorable Members, Honorable Msongo and Honorable Mandomane, you have adopted the agenda with these amendments of the items in the agenda which were discussing it. By those words, let me take an opportunity to give the source code to tell us who is here. Let's not do that, because the department did tell us that source code is with us, and we'll get that when the source code is addressing us. By now, Honorable Members, the agenda has been adopted, and let's give the leader of the department to do the overview. I thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Chair, through you. I think you are right. Sascock must tell us how many are these before we start. Because one of the things, apology.
Okay. President Barry, can you tell who is here, who's not here? President?
Yes, good morning, Chairperson. Let me greet yourself, the DM, the Deputy Minister, the members of the Portfolio Committee, the Acting DG, the DG and the Chief Director. With us from SASCOP, we have myself, as President of the South African Sports Confederation Olympic and Paralympic Committee. We have the CEO, COO. We have Ms. Muriel Mkemesangu, who is the Company Secretary. We have Leon Fleischer, who is the General Manager High Performance, and we have Ms. Kim Popel, who is the board member responsible for safeguarding, as well as membership liaison, membership and stakeholder liaison. We do have apologies from the rest of the board, and they are committed, but we are here to represent the organization, ma'am. So I look forward to the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable President. Honorable Musa?
I think it's the norm of this committee that when we call a federation or an entity. The board must come. Only one member of the board is the president. Now, it's uncalled for. And what we usually do, we chase them. Let's have another meeting. Thank you. That's what we do. What you generally have to do it on your life. There are no specialists. There's no treatment for others, not for others. Now, I move that we postpone this meeting because federation is not here, not administrators. We need to meet the board. That is the issue, unless your invite didn't say that. But we usually say that. Now, I move that we must tell the SASCOC that they must come prepared next time with full component your board. Thank you very much.
Honorable members, we are having apologies from the board members. This is the proposal from Honorable Songo. I'm putting to you, Honorable members. If I can ask Honorable, if I can ask President, how many board members are here?
Thank you, Chair. We have myself and we have Ms. Kim Popo as board members.
How many, out of how many?
There are 13. Two of the board members are IEC members. They are overseas or engaged. Dr. Savaram Sami and Mr. Anand Singh. Dr. Deborah Alexander has forwarded an apology because she's a doctor and has her appointment schedules. The other board members are all volunteer members and have tabled their apologies as well. I am the elected head of the organization and I'm here duly representing SASCOC and all its members.
Honorable members, I wanted that the president must account about the whereabouts of other members. Here are the apologies I'm putting to you, Honorable Members, with the motion by Honorable Song. Honorable Van Dijk, Honorable Adams, Honorable Malomani, in that order.
Chairperson, I personally think that it is unacceptable that there is so little representation from the board side. It is, I do support what Honorable Tepo says. It cannot be that two persons are responsible for responding to all our questions. And I must say, in general, the responses that we receive from SASCOC, you will know that I've been writing letters, ask written questions, and there's no responses. We need proper...
proper don't raise other points. You are talking...
Chairperson, we need responses from board members, and if they're not here, unfortunately, how can two people be accounting to... for the whole set?
Okay. Honorable Maloman. Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Can you hear me? I'm on load check. The network.
Yes,
the network.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, Chair. It's unfortunate, you know, we want to postpone the meeting after we've adopted and move for the agenda presented for us. My view is that I think when we're on our last item, we can, I'm requesting that we continue with this meeting, but when we're on the last item as members, can we also speak about this matter of these board members? Because some other times, you know, I'm asking myself that a board member is appointed while working, and then he has to do irresponsibility of her or his work in the workplace. And on all the other sides, we're inviting them maybe during their working time or whatsoever. I think maybe we need to discuss this matter because they are also volunteers if they are so. So I'm requesting that we continue this meeting because we've already adopted a move for this agenda, and then we discuss this matter of the issues of apologies of board members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Malumana. Honourable Adams.
Morning, Chair, and good morning to all on the platform. Chairperson, I'm fully in agreement with the proposal of Honourable Malumana. As she indicated, we already adopted the agenda for us now to postpone the meeting. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Adams. Honourable Smith.
Thanks, Chairperson. Morning to everyone. Chairperson, it seems as if we have adopted that we are going to have only one item. If there are other items, let's discuss other items, but the item of SASCOP should not be dealt with in their absence. And they must tell us why they don't recognize these meetings. Okay, thanks, Chairperson.
Before I give Honourable Nhlongo, Honourable Members, I must try to talk to the President of SASCOC. Really, if we are having a such number of the board members, and in time to the office secretariat, if this date is, it was a long overdue date, we suppose as the office of the chairperson, at least to be respected, that I must get an indication that on this date, chairperson, so many members of the board won't come, in order that I must table that information to the honorable members, not to come here to get surprises that out of so many. We do understand with those who are EIOC really that apology. Even we do understand with other volunteers, but that courtesy of reporting to the office of the chairperson, in order that in time I must tell honorable members, as I'm going to tell them that, for instance, in the meeting of Friday, in time from the department to the office of chairperson, the president of SAFA is abroad, and there is an agenda which even circulated to me yesterday that I will share with the members, in order that when we are coming to meetings, we must know what is going on. And really, there is a parliament, and in this case, parliament is presented by office of the chairperson, and the office of the chairperson is presenting honorable members that they must have information on hand, not taken by surprise. On those words, that's my contribution. Honorable, I'll give you the last honorable song, honorable Mashungos.
Thank you, Chair.
He can't speak. He's got a problem. Go on, Honorable Mushong.
Okay.
Does not intimidate you. He can't hear himself.
I'm sorry.
Please go on.
No,
Go on,
another one. In fact, we didn't have electricity for the last 12 hours. Chairperson, I'm sorry if I just jump into something that I heard a little bit of what is going on, but I think these board members are not respecting this committee chairperson, and I think it is time that chairperson put up a stand and at least if you guys are not respecting this, we're not going to be giving you any audience, chairperson. That's my that's my belief, because if them to come in and then we listen to them, even though they know that they are not coming in as an effective board. What's the point of even us wasting our time and listening to them, because they don't respect this portfolio committee? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Matengos. Honorable Song.
Chair, I wanted us to note the objection of the DA. We've noted that members of the committee, Malumane, Adams, they don't believe in consistency. They believe that other federation must be treated as special case. We did this to Market Theatre. We did this to different entities. What's special about SASCOC? I'm saying let's remove this item, continue with the agenda. We've done that before. Now, today we have special cases, connectivity, alliances. What's special about SASCOC? Now, note our objection, and it's wrong, and they're undermining yourself, they're undermining us as a member, because this was approved long time ago. And we've done it to other entities. Why this one? Now, note that, please, you must be limited what I'm saying. Thank you very much, Chair. We'll just observe who are special cases, entities, and federation in this committee. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, you're on mute. You are muted, Madam Chair.
And not hear the chairperson.
Members, in the meantime, I'll try and get hold of the chairperson to find out what is happening, but in the meantime, can you maybe have an acting chairperson?
Ninji muted.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
I was still saying, Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. On my response, it was based on the issue that Honorable Mshongo said, can we postpone the meeting, not the item. If maybe I've heard him wrongly, so, but he said, can we postpone the meeting, not the item? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, the meeting is about SASCOC today. And we are talking about the board members of the SASCOC, which are not present. So we must correct each other and know what we are talking about. Can I give this opportunity to the ministry? Because now you need to chip in this. And I'm suspecting even the ministry has got a role to play to know when their entity is coming to the parliament, what is expected. And also, we do understand that we can have minimum of the board members, but really today we've got only two members if we can listen, how many, in order that even us as administrators of this committee, we can schedule meetings accordingly, that at least out of 10, if 5, we can get 5. If now out of 10, we get 2, what does that mean? Can I give it to your department in order that we must have a true reflection of our discussion? What do we want to achieve when we are calling these meetings? And I will do this accordingly. Can GM talk to us before I come back to the honourable members?
Thank you very much, Chair. And greetings again to the members of the Portfolio Committee. I see, Chair, you're putting me on the spot, but it's important on so days like that. Yeah. Look, Chair, I partly agree with you in the fact that there should be a better management of this kind of meeting. It would have been a better management if department and SASCO had engaged the Chair very early on today to explain the difficulties of what is happening with the other members, so that by the time we get to this meeting, Chair at least has got an understanding why there is only 2 board members and the others are not here. It cannot be correct that the Chair gets to know about the challenges in the meeting. And I want to therefore agree that we need to find a better way of managing these meetings, because there might be a genuine sometimes reason why board members are not here. But if that discussion would have taken place 2 weeks ago and everybody understood, so that the Chair has got an opportunity to engage members of the Portfolio Committee in time, particularly before we get into here. I really want to agree with you, Chair. It's a bit of a difficulty. It can't be correct that you invite a structure of 12, 13 board members, and only 2 are here, and we only hear the absolute in the meeting. We must find a better management of how we manage it. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, GM. President of SASCO.
Thank you, Chair. And I do apologize for the lack of representation from board members. And I quite understand your approach, as well as Mr. Mhlongo's approach and reasoning. It just so happens that on other occasions, many of the board members are able to attend your meetings. And it's definitely not a sign of disrespect. They were unable to do so today. We do have our top senior management with us, the CEO, the COO, the company secretary, as well as the high performance general manager. And we were in a position to present the presentation that we actually sent in March already. And then we were also prepared to sit down with you. So I do apologize, or the other board members. It just the circumstances have just evolved in this manner. And I also agree with the DM that in future, better communication with you as well as the important stakeholders about who is going to be here to represent the organization from the board's perspective. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, President. I'm going to give it the last chance of this end, which is Honorable Mhlongo.
Thank you, Chair.
I'll accept that, Honorable Mhlongo, I'm sorry. Really, let me listen to you. I just wanted to hear what I'm saying in order that I must round up the discussion.
Thank you, Honourable Bishop. It's not my intention to make you to have a headache. The intention. It's not intentionally done.
We need the humor as well. We need the humor as well. It's important.
It's not intentionally done. I'm doing my work and I understand your position. I understand your position, but nonetheless, I want you to take that statement. But, Chair, I understand your position, but I want to say this. They disrespect you and they disrespecting us. And I want you to hear what Maluman is saying. I've said, let's withdraw the item. We usually do that. It's one item, we continue with the meeting. Now, that maybe she did not understand. I'm hearing that it's normal. Now, today, it's a special case. They don't want us to withdraw the item. Yes, of course. But nonetheless, note our objection. And then we'll just listen and hear. I'm apologize to make you put your feeling at you. You wanted to respond before I respond, but nonetheless, it's politics. Bye.
Honorable members, let me as chairperson come to this point. If Honorable Msongo is saying that they will just listen, I don't think that this is the way that we want this to run this committee of parliament like that. And I wanted to check Honorable Msongo and the rest of the comrades who are seeing eye to eye with your view that if we can get all the answers on with the officials who are here, but emphasizing this disrespecting of two offices of the chairperson and the committees, are we not going to be lenient? Because I'm seeing when did we last get USASCOG and look at the item that we want them to brief us. I'm just wanting to ask that, and I'm suspecting we have so many things that we want them to tell. For instance, we've seen that which it was disbanded. What is that? What is the thing that President we have suspended or what is it?
Suspended the Federation.
Yes. And we had so many problems with chess. And maybe besides that we have a soft heart or with the SASCO, I do have similar problem that they are doing to us today. If now we're going to have this meeting, because the majority of the committee members, they are keen that in this listening, and the fewer members, which are very important in the committee, which we want their contribution, can Honorable Msongo say that let's take this review on whatever decision once taken, especially that this one is long overdue. Those who are mentioning, I know, because even themselves, they were just two without even the fully fledged of their officials. There's so many things that we want to hear from SASCO, but disrespecting of the offices or to take it for granted that when we are taking, if two is in the meeting and the rest of officials, it's fine. We are saying it's not fine. And any entity that can interact with the chairperson, and most of the entities, they do that in order that I must report to the committee members, as I'm doing now, that last week, and I did get the apology from the staffer and the letter and the agenda of what this somebody called president is going to do. So now it's upon the chairperson to forward this letter to the committee members, and the committee members reflect, because this thing is two ways. We can't just take things for granted.
Chairperson, I've consulted with my colleagues, but yes. I wanted to note that SASCOC, irrespective that they're here or not, Honorable Veronica and myself have asked formal questions. Till today, we don't have responses. What more in this presentation? Two members are going to respond. Are they going to satisfy us with their response, two members? Even the executive, because the president is saying there's an executive. But we don't have satisfaction answers. Now, we needed to engage the board members with the follow-up question that we have, especially with what we've submitted. But I've consulted with our members. We will participate with a view of us. We're doing an oversight work, but let them not take advantage of us, especially we member for the DA. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Member. I'm suspecting the questions that are outstanding. One, department suppose they've done a follow-up as your letters of yourself and Honorable Van Dijk were also forwarded to the department in order that they must get those answers from SASCOC. But I'm pretty sure that the way that any executive it's working, the office president and the rest, they're supposed to have all the relevant questions that they must today give us responses, because when they're here, when we are asking questions, they are here to respond. Maybe they are in the better position, but the reality is that board members are people who are working, and when they are seeing that on this day we'll be having, for instance, the doctors, the advocates, but we can't have five advocates and or five doctors, and at least the minimum of presentation of board members is a respect to the parliament. The parliament is these people whom you are hearing talking to you. Thank you so much. Can we go on? Thank you very much about this discussion. I'm not sure. Because now I'm rushing for the time, but it was a valuable discussion that everyone who's listening to us, that we must not take for granted, but the apology is saying we're not taking for granted. But by this time, everyone who's coming to this committee will know how this committee feels when the minimum of board members are not present in the meeting. But also to you, department, I'm posing to you that please assist us. It must not always that your good selves who are doing oversight in these entities, you'll get surprised when you get in the meeting. For instance, as I'm sitting here, you know that in other entities which I was talking, we have a list of members who are going to attend the committee on Friday. If you can take this to do also your oversight to your entities, it can minimize what today we are spending because of correct
team measures, which were supposed first and foremost to be at your door firstly, and then coming to the office of the chairperson. And then the office of the chairperson is presenting the parliament. The parliament is the portfolio committee. Let me agree that it won't happen not only to USASPOC, and we want this thing to come to an end, that if when we are coming to the portfolio committee, you must look at your house, that is it in order. The acting DG.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
I was thinking that it is that kind of load shedding. I'm very sorry.
Chairperson, thank you for your call. Chairperson, I'm not trying to disturb your process, but nevertheless, you said when you came back, you said you wanted our views as to what we think to be happening. Chairperson, I don't think into giving us what the portfolio committee needs to know. And it is not the first time, Chairperson, that SASCOC is in rattled. So we are still again giving them another independence that they must communicate in time and let us know before they come here and disrespect the Chairperson. You've asked that before. And if we are going to let them again to sit here, we are setting a very bad precedent, Chairperson. Thank you.
The unfortunate part of it, Honorable Majin, was your points are very valid, but we've come to this mutual understanding as majority of the members, with due respect, we are going to go on, but noting what we are saying, and you are not out of order. You are spot on, but let's take the consensus and then let's go on. Thank you for that contribution. Honorable members, the ruling is that we are going on with the meeting. Acting DG.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We would endeavor to improve on how we manage the attendance, especially of board members. And thanks for the guidance in terms of ensuring that we have even the list and we check that list in terms of numbers. I would then request at this point that DDG Sumaya Khan takes the committee through the overview that has been prepared by the department. Thank you, Chair. Through you, DDG.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Deputy Minister. Good morning, honourable members, AGG, President of SASCOC, and the board members present, and CEO and the executive, and colleagues from the department. Thank you very much. I'm going to put up my video and focus on the presentation. If we can go to the first slide, colleagues who are managing the presentation. If we can go to the first slide, because I see it's already on the last slide. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Chairperson, the presentation is based on the next slide here, the introduction, the SASCOC mandate, the background, the funding and MTF allocation that we provide, and the meet and greet that SASCOC had with the minister and some of the issues that were raised in that meet and greet, and just a few governance matters that I believe we should bring to the attention of the portfolio committee, and which I believe SASCOC will also expand on. So the next slide. Okay, Madam Chair, the SASCOC mandate is derived from the National Sports and Recreation Act, where the Act, in terms of Section 2.1, envisaged that a sports confederation should be recognized. And the South African Sports Confederation and Olympic Committee, SASCOC, is one such sports confederation envisaged in the Act. And the mandate of SASCOC is, it defines the sports confederation as a confederation recognized by the minister in terms of Section 2, which is representative of sport or recreation bodies, including the Olympic National Federations. Further, it is a coordinating macro body for the promotion and development of high-performance sport in the Republic. Next slide. Chairperson, SASCOC supports the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture's strategic objective of high-performance athletes supported to achieve success in international sport. They are a multi-coded body responsible for the preparation, presentation and performance of teams to all multi-coded events. And these are namely the Olympic Games, the Paralympic Games, Commonwealth Games, World Games, the African Games, it used to be the All Africa Games, the Youth Olympic Games, the Commonwealth Youth Games, and the AUSC, the African Union Sports Council Region 5 Games. In terms of the budget that's been allocated to SASCOC over the medium-term expenditure framework, in 2021-2022, it was 11.701 million. In 2022-23, it is 12.009 million. And in 2023-24, it is 12.005 million. SASCOC met with the minister on the 13th of March after the minister was appointed. And it was the first meeting before the minister met with any of the other sports federations. It was the first meeting that the minister held with the confederation as a body that looks after all the sporting federations in the Republic. And the key points that came out of the meeting was that, you know, we must provide sport the recognition it deserves in terms of development, performance and excellence, the role of sport in the economic contribution of sport and tourism, and the contribution to the country. The role of uplifting the outlook of the country, that sport has this ability to change the mood, and the role of sport in society to decrease the social ills like drugs, teenage pregnancies, etc. The role of sport in social cohesion, in safer communities, sport against substance abuse, and strengthening the alignment and relationship between the ministry, SASCOC, and the federations. And then, Madam Chair, I did say we were going to talk about governance matter. And I know that CHESS is on the agenda to present to the portfolio committee in coming weeks. Just to indicate that the department did receive a communication from SASCOC to say that the board had taken a decision to suspend CHESS South Africa as its member. And this decision was then further ratified at the board, at the SASCOC general meeting that was held on the 22nd of April. So we did receive that communication. And also, Madam Chair, in the last week on Friday, we also received a communication from the president of SASCOC to indicate that FIDE, which is the International Federation of Chess, has also indicated their efforts and endeavors now to start the process of a new election or the election of a new leadership in chess. And I believe the chair, the president, will give us more information around that. Madam Chair, that is the brief overview from the department. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Titi Chicken. Now, can we take this to the President of SASCOC?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, again, our apologies for not having all the board members there. But let's state that we have a presentation that we have forwarded to the Portfolio Committee in March. It's the same presentation, but in the build-up to that presentation, it is stated that the last General Assembly, because of SASCOC's policy around safeguarding and many other members, the criteria that the members now have to fulfill. SASCOC has suspended not Chess South Africa only, because Chess South Africa doesn't have a safeguarding policy. Eight federations were suspended because of a lack of compliance to their safeguarding policies, provision of relevant documents such as their financial statements, and that includes Chess. They haven't had a financial statement since 2018, from what I believe. So we don't want to single out any single sport, but the General Assembly, all 86 members, or members that were present, adopted the resolution that those eight members must be suspended, and we are now currently proactively and constructively working together with them to ensure that they become compliant. With regards to chess, we've received a letter last week from the International Chess Federation stating that they've instituted a three-person delegation who will now essentially take over the running of chess and ensure that the Chess South Africa and ensure that elections take place as a matter of urgency, and that they are going to work with SASCOC to achieve that goal. So that's the latest on that particular matter. We now have the CEO of SASCOC prepared to present our presentation, as I said, that was sent to you earlier to the portfolio committee. If I may ask the CEO to then continue with the presentation, please, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, President. Can I request the person who has got the presentation to please slide it for us? The people that are managing the presentation.
SASCOC, the boardroom, and yourself, ma'am, have been given rights to share the presentation. So you
okay.
Can share the presentation from the side.
Okay, Leon, can I ask that you share the presentation?
Okay, give me one sec.
As Leon is going to share the presentation, Chairperson, we were requested by the Portfolio Committee to present to the committee our plan, our strategic plan. And that is exactly what we will be presenting today. And I assume that because the documents were sent in March, I would take it as read, and I will go through the presentation as quickly as possible so that we can make time for questions. Let me also greet the chairperson and the members of the commission or the committee. My name is Ms. Pochafter. So we're presenting today our strategic plan.
Mr. Jafter, are you having load shedding that you cannot just show your face and switch off your video?
Also, can the person running the Zoom meeting allow Leon Fleischer to have access to share the screen?
I don't know what you are talking about now.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I don't have a Leon on my list, but I do have the boardroom, and the boardroom is the co-host.
So Leon is in the boardroom.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shafter. Go on. You can switch your video. Switch off, I mean. Go on.
Yes. I have switched it off, Chair. I'm just waiting for the presentation to come up. I was saying that we do have a plan, a strategic plan that has been approved by our board. The same plan has been shared with our General Assembly. The process that we followed in putting together our plan was that we had our board strategy session where we really unpacked where we want to see SASCOC and the direction we want to take as management and the board. And that was followed by management session, where management now said, how do we then make sure that this plan can be implemented? We had our own session, and after that we came up with a document that we are all happy with. So that is the document that I will be sharing with you today. Leon?
Sorry, see, I can't share through the boardroom. It's a hybrid meeting system. I have to share through my PC. My name is on the system as NOSN South Africa, Leon Fleischer. If the host can find me right.
Yes, it's Leon. Thank you, Leon. Can you go to the first slide, please? I think the DDG has already touched on this. It's always good for us that when we present, we are able to advise on exactly what our mandate is. And this slide really captures the essence of what SACOC's mandate is. And our strategy is based on the fact that we are very clear on what the mandate is and what is expected from SACOC going forward. You may go to the next slide. Chair and committee members, in our quest to stabilize and move SACOC forward, we have really looked at our vision, mission, and we came up with 8 strategic pillars. This is what's going to drive SACOC going forward. We've looked at brand reputation management. As you are all aware that we've always been in the news for the wrong reasons. Our brand, our reputation needs a lot of work to be done, and we have identified brand and reputation management as our first pillar. Our second pillar is human capital. We believe that our people are our assets, and without those people, without the employees of SACOC and the different federations, there is no SACOC. So we've prioritized how are we going to be managing our human capital going forward. Good corporate governance. I think the committee is also aware that we've had a lot of issues before on corporate governance, you know, and compliance. And this is one of our strategic pillars in saying that how do we make sure that SACOC is a good company? How do we make sure that SACOC complies with all the relevant legislation? So good corporate governance is also quite important in our lives. Financial stability, there was a time we didn't have money. There was a time we were not able to meet our financial obligations. Financial sustainability is critical in our space. We need to make sure that we're able to deliver on our mandate and we're able to sustain and be able to run the organization. And also, you know, attract more funding so that we're able to do the program that we have put for ourselves. Stakeholder relations and portfolio committee is one of our stakeholders. And I am very apologetic about what happened earlier on, and we do promise that it will never happen again, and the department. So stakeholder relations, very critical. We really want to improve our relationship with our stakeholders, including the media and everyone else. High performance is very critical. I think you've seen that in my in the mandate of SACOC that we are supposed to deliver team SA. Advocacy for sports transformation. We do get asked all the time about transformation of sports, and we have prioritized that as a pillar in our strategy going forward. Leading a sports movement. We are a sports movement, and I think DDG did mention the fact that we want to mobilize South Africans to be behind Team SA. We want to be, we want to use sports as a vehicle for social cohesion, for change. There's so much, you know, negativity around, and we want people to have hope through sport. So those are the 8 pillars that we have identified as an organization that really forms a pillar of our strategy going forward. Our strategy, as you have seen, go to the next slide, Leon. As we have seen, that it says it is from 2023 to 2025. The way we normally put together a strategy is that we work on a quadrennial. We've got our Olympics in 2024. Our strategy goes beyond, and our elections next year. Our strategy goes beyond the election year. It goes to the following year so that we can have continuity, whether we have a new board or not. So our strategy that I'm presenting, it covers up to 2025. Go to the next slide, Leon. Chair, as I have indicated, the 8 pillars that we have identified, for us, the most important thing when we started putting together this plan was to say, how do we stabilize SACOC? How do we make sure that we have a stable environment and a stable organization?
And one of the things that was very important for us was to make sure that we fill critical positions. We acquire the right talent to come and join the organization. If you look at the organization now, we've got a number of senior people that are coming from outside with the skills that we need to take SAFCOC to the next level. So if you're looking at this strategy, at the strategic pillars, they are linked to the strategic objectives. And you'll see on your right-hand side that we've also highlighted some of the key initiatives that we really want to push so that everyone can be proud of this macro sports body. So without going through them line by line, you'll see that if you look at brand and reputation management, how do we rebuild brand trust? How do we rebuild the image of SAFCOC and Team SA? And on your right-hand side, you'll see all the initiatives that we're really putting out there. And you'll see a lot of these happening as we build up to Paris. If you look at human capital, how do we attract and develop and retain talent? And those are all the key initiatives that we will be running. And I think the most important thing, Chair, to highlight to the members of the portfolio committee is that behind this document, there's a full an implementation plan. So this document is supported by the actual targets and actual dates on when this will be implemented. These are now being shared. These are quite operational and very detailed, and they are linked to the different departments of SAFCOC that will be responsible for implementing the plan. If you look at corporate governance, Chairperson, how do we strengthen the internal controls? How do we make sure that we comply with all the applicable legislation? I mean, we now have a fully-fledged company secretariat function where we've reviewed and adopted a new constitution. We're looking at our compliance to norms and standards. We there's so much that we're doing to make sure that our internal controls are strengthened. And what do I mean by that? We need to be account for every cent that we receive from the department, from the sponsors, and from everyone else. So these internal controls are very critical to us, and it's one of the areas that we really lacked before. Financial sustainability, strengthening our financial position, and implementing high standards of financial management. I think that the committee will agree with me that we have gone through very rough times. We have now reviewing our finance policies. It's going to be approved tomorrow, according to the Finance Commission. We're reviewing our revenue generation. We're saying that we need to bring corporate South Africa to really be behind SAFCOC and Team South Africa. When we take a team to the Olympics and to any other multi-coded game, we want to take a corporate SA with us to those. And I'm sure the committee members have seen over the weekend that we've signed up a very good sponsorship of $66 million for the next 4 years from EFES. So as announced, and that's the caliber of a sponsor that we want to bring on board. We know that government has got a lot of challenges in terms of priorities, and we're saying we can't just rely on government. Let's also be proactive and make sure that we get the corporate South Africa to be behind us. Go to the next slide. I have touched on this, rebuilding stakeholder confidence and trust. I think without our stakeholders, we really, we will not be doing our job. We have the National Federation as our stakeholders. We've got our partners and sponsors. We are saying that from a stakeholder point of view, I know that we've lost a lot of confidence and a lot of trust because of our past, and you will see that our strategy going forward is really focusing on the future. How do we make sure that our stakeholders are happy to be associated with SAFCOC, including the committee that we're presenting to? High performance, successfully delivered Team SA. You see later in the slides that we have delivered quite a few games last year. We don't only deliver Olympics. We deliver Commonwealth Games, we do other multi-coded games that we've taken from South Africa to. So for us, the most important thing on the high performance is the relaunch of the Operation Excellence Program. And I know in previous meetings that we've attended with the portfolio committee and the minister, it's always about how do we make sure that we identify talent from the rural areas, from from areas that are not really affluent. And our key with the new operation excellence is that it's going to have three tiers. Your tier one is a tier that your elite athletes, you know, the ones that you know, when you take them to the Olympics next year, chances are they will bring a medal. Then we've got the second level, which is the developmental level, which says we're preparing these athletes for tier four, for 2024, 2028, and 20, and beyond 2028 LA. So we want to create that pipeline so that when the other athletes, you know, are getting off the system because of age and anything else, at least we've got younger athletes. And we're looking at the issues of transformation, gender, we're looking at, you know, people with disabilities, we're looking at race. We're addressing all those inequalities in our OPEX program going forward. So this is really exciting from our side. And the sponsor that has come on board is now going to help other other sponsors that we were working with to make sure that OPEX program is a success. Advocacy for transformation, collaborating with the national federations to create an inclusive and accessible sporting environment. We rely on our federations to implement these programs. And we're talking transformation, and it happens at the level of the federations. And the last one, using sports as a vehicle of social cohesion, leading a sports movement. That's really what we want South Africans to do, rally behind Team SA so that we create the sporting movement from the communities up to, you know, start at the grassroots up to, you know, any other level that we're looking at. And then we're saying that technology cuts across all the eight different pillars. And by technology, there's a good one now that we're looking at where we're actually going to be monitoring our athletes, making sure that we provide them, you know, we're able to have correct information, correct analysis. When we talk about Tatiana, we know that Tatiana came second 2 weeks ago because of the technology that we will be using. So the whole organization is going to be very, very deep in how we use technology to drive the strategy. Can you go to the next slide? Next year. Okay. So what we've also done, Chairperson and Commission members, was just to share with you our activities for the different quarters. We've already done April, where we had our General Assembly. And in May, we've just launched our Operation Excellence Program. June, and there's all sorts of other, I'm just going to mention the key ones that will be happening. And in June, we're delivering Africa Beach Games, and these games will be in Tunisia. And we will be taking Team SA to the different games. Take the next one, Leon. Olympic Day, June is also our Olympic month, so we will be very involved in the International Olympic Day celebration. It's a global event, so every country does whatever they need to do to celebrate this day. So we will also be part of the global stage where the Olympic Day will be celebrated. Go to the next slide. July, we've got two games that we're going to be delivering Team SA to the World Para Athletics in France and World Para Swimming in the United Kingdom. So we will share this as soon as all the, you know, the teams and everybody else has been identified. Definitely the committee and everyone else will be able to see the kind of team that will be sending to these games that will be representing South Africa. Go to the next slide. August, we've got our Commonwealth Youth Games in Trinidad and Tobago. We also have World Beach Games that are happening in Bali. We will be sending Team SA to also these two games in August. Go to the next slide. September, same thing. We've got African Para Games, and we also have our AFCOC annual general meeting. Normally, this meeting happens in November, but with the reviewed constitution, this meeting now needs to happen 6 months. So before that, it used to be November, 9 months, now it's 6 months. This is the meeting that we use to adopt our audited financial statements. Next one. Then next year, January to March, is the Winter Olympic Youth Games and the African Games that will be held in Ghana. So that is the calendar that we are working on between now and the end of this financial year, which is March 2024. Road to Paris, Leon can touch on this. We, as you know, we've got Paris 2024 happening next year from the 26th of July to the 11th of August. We've started the groundwork. We have engaged the federations to make sure that they are able to get at the hotel, and these guys are harassing me now. Sorry, Chairperson.
I want you to come out. I can't see that you are in national parliament. Okay.
Sorry, Chair, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm about to finish, Chair. So go to Paris, and I know the commission is going to be very, committee is going to be very interested to see the plans for Paris. Yes, we will be taking Team SA to Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics next year. And if there's further questions, the team is here to respond to that. Next one. Next slide, Leon. This just gives the commission an idea of the calendar that we have as an organization. So those are it goes up to 2028 in LA and 2028 for the Region 5 under 20 games that will be happening these are going to be in New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand. So this is the calendar that we are working on as the organization. As I've mentioned, all these other games before. This is quite an important one, just the safeguarding. The SASOC board, through its subcommittee safeguarding work group, has been working hard to ensure that safeguarding in sports remains a top priority. We've been working in collaboration with departments to ensure that we drive the call for safer sports. So we had our conference mid-Feb 2023 to amplify the roles each stakeholder plays in safeguarding and the importance of safeguarding policy. And you've seen that some of the people that have been suspended is because they don't have the safeguarding policy. And I know that there's been quite a lot of questions that were coming from the department about safeguarding cases, but those are being attended to. Go to the next slide. So we just thought that let's share the final slide on our budgeting process. This is what was budgeted in the previous financial year, and we are now currently busy with our budgeting process. There's actually numbers now, the actuals that we can share with the committee in the next session. But this is what we had budgeted for in the previous financial year. We've delivered those four games last year, and the fact I think the DDG Khan did mention the amount of money that we're getting from the DSEC, and that is what I want to bring to the attention of the committee. And that is the end of my presentation, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you so much, President.
Yes, Chair.
Are these all your presentations?
Yes, that's the presentation forwarded to the Portfolio Committee and Chair.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, I'm suspecting through this presentation and through what we've been eager to get, and this presentation was with us March. Now I'm suspecting our questions are ready to be asked. Let me also thank the honorable members that finally we come to compromise ourselves, because we want this information. It's overdue. Can I take this opportunity now to give the members that they must interact with the presentation? I'm seeing Honorable Shongo, Honorable Veronica, Honorable Malomane, Honorable Sibiya, in that order. I thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we welcome the presentation. And I want to say Mbogoto to the new CEO, Bagamewi Tshoka Kabuhaleng, and you've just done that. I'm impressed and I want to acknowledge you. Your work, you've ticked the box, and the first box was the mandate for us to turn around the strategy of SASCOC and address issues of maladministration and financial irregularities. I think one of the things that I want to acknowledge and to say halala to you, the 65 million rand from Bitvet. Well done. And to address the issues of branding. You know, one of the things when I usually interact with SASCOC, irrespective of reading the agenda, you'll just type SASCOC on Google. Hey, you'll see stories. Now, right now, just type SASCOC. What comes out is 66 million rand, which is, it's a good thing. The branding has changed, the mindset. I think you're addressing your 8 pillars, and even the board is addressing those pillars. Let's implement, therefore, and we need, can we share your implementation plan? And can you share with us the constitution, the new amended constitution? And we're looking forward to address the issues. I think I want to ask issues of your financials. I think your financials, they need explanation. For an example, there's a number which has read, I did accounting one, not accounting 101, but just accounting one. When you have been a number without brackets and on your finances, this one has brackets. Is that the loss? Is it the profit? Which is, it's marked with red. It's 75,167,551. Now I'm saying we need an explanation exactly. Is that a loss? Is it a profit? Or what is happening? Because I did accounting one, not 101. And in future, I think, CEO, your financials must be more detailed for us to understand. I wanted to find out any legal cases that you have which are outstanding to date. Can you share with us any legal issues that you're dealing with in SASCOC? And can we have the name of those federations? Yes, we know chairs. And which other federation? You've mentioned 8 or 9 federations which are suspended. Can you have those names? Because they don't comply. Then you must know as a portfolio committee who are those federations. SASCOC, can they explain the performance, overall performance of our Olympic team? I think the presentation lacks the overall performance of the of our Olympic team. And can we get an explanation? Did you even amend the selection process? Because it was outstanding last time, the selection process. Was it amended or are we still using the same process? Status of SASCOC with football. I wanted to get an understanding, especially SAFA. Can I get an insight? Do they attend your meetings? Are they invited? Do they participate in SAFA? I need to get a status update regarding the soccer SAFA as part of the federation that must be aligned to you guys. And lastly, Chair, I think one of the things that appear is that there was destructive for athletes and in South Africa in general, those days for inability for them to do an oversight work in sports. But now I believe when they go to these games, you gave us the games in different games. Other games will deserve bonuses. Do you budget for those bonuses? Any budget for those bonuses? Lastly, sorry, Chair, I think this has happened that there's a change of leadership. It's clear there's a change and it's a good change that we perceive in that it will be implement what it's there for. Remember there was commission of inquiry that led to a better leadership, and now we need no excuses. We need implementation. Things like our athletes must not derail from the so-called bonuses, as I've mentioned, and the so-called administration not getting support when they're abroad. They go to a one or there's five-star hotel, they go to a one hotel, as an example, where there's no water, they'll get other things outside. I think this must be prioritized for our athletes. Thank you very much, and I think I salute the presentation, but can we get clear explanation and satisfaction answers?
Thank you, Honorable Shlongo. Honorable Veronica.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you also for the presentation. And while the minister is not here, I think maybe the deputy minister can give us her view on the fact that SASCOF does not respond to in-letters or written questions. I'm safeguarding, and I want to know what progress has been made by SASCOF in supporting the new SACWA recognized professional body for sports coaching, which was established by SASCOF in 2019 to become an independent professional body. What is SASCOF going to do about the current cases and reports given to them about sexual harassment, GBV and rape, especially also where the alleged perpetrators of these deeds are not members of SASCOF? Have SASCOF dealt with these complaints, and what is the status of these cases? Can we as a committee maybe get a progress report on this? And my question is also, who is supporting the victims? This is a major issue for me. It's nice to have safeguarding policies on paper, but is there real support for victims from SASCOF's side? The 11 cases mentioned by SASCOF, does it include any dance instructors? I've written to SASCOF or Mr. Hendricks on the 20th of March on sexual abuse allegations against an international dancing choreographer. Sorry?
Sorry?
No. It's the DGG mute. Sorry, Honourable Member.
No, they will write to a minister, DM. They'll write to, and then we would send them to...
No. We're not there. Somebody's still asking the questions. It's not time to...
Wait for the chair.
What is going on, DGG? Sorry, Honourable Member.
Okay, it's fine. I accept. I further requested the credentials of Hope Mamani, a dance instructor from SASCOF, via the committee, the department, and the president. No response. He graduates people and has not graduated himself, so they can get a Protea colors. He was kicked out of the Waterfront Theatre School. I want to know how SASCOF can allow this, and if we can get confirmation on whether this is investigated. And then also if whether the SA Body of Dance is registered and their policies are in place. Then I also want to, my second concerns, can SASCOF and the department provide a figure on how many national federations are compliant in terms of producing audited financial statements, holding of AGMs and provision of for good governance? And if they can just let us know what have been problematic federations to do to date, and has all federations without safeguarding policies been suspended? On the suspension of Chess SA, the previous illegal board that was supported by both SASCOF and funded by the department and has not produced financial statements. The different provinces did not even present their letters of good standing against SASCOF's own constitution. Why has SASCOF not acted on this? And can we request that those financials be shared with the portfolio committee? It is the work of the department to monitor how finances to entities are spent. Which board does SASCOF recognize? Because it seems as if SASCOF and the department went against a high court order with regards to GSA. And can SASCOF explain why it is paying for the illegal group's court case? I have a legal letter from Mr. Makaanya that says that the illegal group has negotiated with SASCOF. This clearly confirms that SASCOF is siding with the illegal group. And I think this is the problem in GSA, interference. Given that Chess SA has been suspended, who takes over the responsibility of organising national championships and awarding national colours in chess? And how does SASCOF and the department ensure that athletes are not disadvantaged by the boardroom fights of Chess SA? This interim committee, none of the two groupings or the factions on the committee should be allowed, especially none of those that are reflected in the media statement of 26 April, should be on this interim committee. And I would want Chairperson that SASCOP, Mr. Hendricks, commit to us that these people are not going to be part of the interim committee, because they are definitely biased. They went as far as saying, as no official in this media statement, as no official communication from SASCOP was made available to us, we do not have clarity on the terms of consequences of the suspension, but the Provincial Chess Association fully supports SASCOP's decision to suspend Chess ASA, but they themselves did not comply and will liaise with SASCOP on the way forward. I think that SASCOP must admit to us that none of the province's so-called leadership is accommodated on this interim committee, because there's quite a few discrepancies in this media statement, and I'm going to provide this to the Minister, the Chairperson, and the Deputy Minister. Then also, I want to know, what has SASCOP, how have they assisted Chess SA to become compliant? Have proper processes been followed, and can we as the committee receive this and the progress reports? Also, how does SASCOP and the department ensure that member federations are compliant and ensure that they account for funds allocated to them by either the department or the National Lottery Commission and other donors? My second last question on netball, I've also written questions, no response. I want to know from SASCOP, the processes followed on Annie Klopper, also the department, the issue of her lost accreditation. It is clear in the communications received that no fair processes were followed. Why does it not concern the department or SASCOP? Why are the various issues raised with both SASCOP and the department regarding netball? Why are they not addressed? I was also copied in letters to the chairperson, and I can assure you that I believe that there is reason for concern. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Malomani, thank you, Honourable Veronica.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Greetings to our DM in Bogot, DM Marshall, Honourable members of the Portfolio Committee, our staff, our guests. Let me also welcome the presentation, the overview from the department, and the presentation from the SASCOP. Chair, firstly, my question, it will be based on the input that was made by the president regarding the accountability and compliance. I just want to ask SASCOP and the department that can they provide a figure of how many national federations are compliant in terms of producing audited financial statements, holding of AGMs, and provision for good governance, and what has been the problematic federation to date. The other matter is that the NLC reported recently that number of national federations were rendered to be non-compliant and do not account for funds provided by the National Lottery Commission, nor do they submit progress reports. How does SASCOP and the department ensure that members of the federations and are compliant and ensure that they account for funds allocated to them by either the department, NLC, or any other donor or any funder? The other matter is that in May 2021, the portfolio committee were requested that SASCOP to facilitate the revival grouping within the Board of Chess South Africa. However, it seems as if the challenges of in chess continue to persist despite the intervention. What has SASCOP done to date to try and resolve this important matter? The other thing that I've seen that in their presentation is that there will be this national day where they will be going to communities, doing the fun walk, golf day. I just like to put a request that can one of the communities be in Simile and Shabekisa, can they also come this side? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Honorable Maloma.
The next honorable member is Honorable Sibir.
Thanks, Chairperson. Greetings to everyone. Thanks for the presentation. Chair, the issue of suspension of the Federation is already asked by previous honorable speakers. And the other one is, it has been noted that the National Federation reported an unstable funding model by that department, whereby the grants they receive annually are inconsistent with the goals of the Federation. And at times, the funds are not transferred to Federations. Can the department and SASCO explain if they are going to fix this challenge or they have already fixed this challenge? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Smear. Honorable Sondi.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, the presentation is welcome, as Honorable Mhlongo indicated, well presented, and there is understanding in all corners, even the challenges that were raised, it shows that the presenter understands the work that she's doing with the collective. I think mine is, oh, by the way, just a few questions, Chair. Honorable Mhlongo just touched on the matter of cases. But, Chair, according to SASCO, 2021-2022 annual report, specifically 11 cases of stress guarding were reported to SASCO for intervention. Just want to know what is the progress of these cases to date. The second one, what is the SASCOC doing to further strengthen its safeguarding policy? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sondi. I don't see any other hands. I did get a report that Honorable Adams has got a problem, has been kicked out because of load shedding, but he sent the questions to the administrators if before I ask questions, if we can get those questions. So,
thank you, Madam Chair. These are the questions. The SASCO Gender Commission has changed its name to Women in Sports Commission. Has there been any changes in the mandate and deliverables of this commission? Can SASCO take the committee through the distribution of the Presidential Employment Stimulus Package? Were the funds effectively distributed? What challenges were faced during the distribution? Were the funds sufficient for all beneficiaries? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So, I've got two questions that I must raise. First and foremost, let me take this opportunity, firstly, to thank the committee members to allow us, a special chairperson, that I must chair this meeting of the day, which started with some challenges. I'm saying bravo, this is leadership, honorable members, because we were prepared, we've been wanting to get these good and gaps in in this entity. I'm also thank you to the department about the overview, and now to the SASCOC. It's a pleasure that you are here and we get what we've been longing to hear from you, SASCOC. Thank you, honorable members. The committee appreciated the much needed sponsorship by BidFirst into the Operation Excellence Program that will ensure that athletics receive the necessary support in the build up to the Olympic Games. Will department be reprioritized any additional funds to support athletics preparing to the 2024 Paris Olympic and Paralympics? I'm asking this question whilst I'm aware that you did come and present the budget. I don't know whether you can scrape wherever to do what I'm just asking. And then what are the outcomes of the independent review into South Africa's performance at 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games? What were the challenges then? And what lesson we learned, we're still knowing that there were challenges, and how is SASCOC better prepared for the next Olympics Games? And then I've said two questions. Let me In May 2021, the Portfolio Committee requested you, SASCOC, to facilitate the rival groups within the Board of Chess South Africa. However, it seems these challenges in this chess that have continued persisting despite the intervention. Is this a decision that you have taken because of that? Or what has SASCOC done to date to try and resolve this important matter? Maybe is it the one factor that made you to do what you have done to themselves? I thank you so much. In those few questions from me and the questions from honourable members, can I get the answers now?
Thank you, Chair. I'll start from my side. And again, on behalf of the board that's in position now for 2.5 years and the staff that is coming on, including the new senior management staff and the CEO that's been in office for a year, we have been working quite hard to turn this organization around from where it was. And you can see the fruits of both the board and the senior management's labor in where we've been in the past and where we are now, and where we want to go for the future. We are working hard to achieve our goals. Yes, to answer all the questions now, the new constitution can be forwarded to you with the strategic plan, as was shown in the presentation. The implementation plan is now being worked on by the CEO and her senior staff. And then in June, SASCOC will adopt all the other policies, including the board charter, finance policies, all the other policies to enable this organization to run smoothly and properly and professionally and account to our stakeholders. The financial statements can also be provided to the portfolio committee, but this will be last year's financial statements. We're currently working on fulfilling the new or the last financial year. We're busy with the audit process in that regard. The 75,000 is, of course, showing that this is a negative figure, in other words, an expense, not necessarily a loss. As you can see, we started the year with a healthy balance, and we will finish this year with another healthy balance. As well, that simply showed the expense. The legal cases, I can ask the CEO to talk about that, if she doesn't mind. And then with regards to the federation's issues, Ken Popel is here to do that. And matters of high performance, Leon Fleischer can answer those as high performance general manager. Football, yes, SAFA attends our meetings religiously. I don't think they've missed one meeting thus far, and they have presented all the membership criteria documents to us. And in fact, I attended their last meeting, I think 2 weeks or a week ago. So we have a healthy relationship with our amateur member called the South African Football Association. With regards to the bonuses for athletes, we constantly work with our stakeholders, including the department, as well as the NLC, to ensure that our athletes receive the incentives. We don't necessarily call it bonuses. They receive the necessary incentives because it differs from event to event. It's not the same for Commonwealth compared to the Olympics and Paralympics, for example, or World Games or other international events. And yes, we have a system for the athletes, and Leon will speak about that. In terms of the SASCOC turnaround strategy, you can see that we have a new strategic plan with its 8 pillars. And one of the last pillars is, of course, the sports movement, which we feel is key to ensuring that we not only develop athletes, but develop successful citizens for South Africa after they finish their professional career. Kim will speak about the safeguarding, but I will speak about the SACWA coaches professional body. The General Assembly took the decision to ensure that the professional coaches body is an independent body, and they therefore operate on their own. And any professional coach who wishes to affiliate to them can do so under their memorandum of incorporation or constitution. With regards to the issues around safeguarding, again, Kim can raise that, as well as the body of dance. How many federations have been excluded or suspended? It's 8 federations. And patience, if you don't mind us answering that particular question, just basketball, I think, chess and the others. With regards to chess, the chess issue has come on since 2018. And SASCOC has tried to, and I'm speaking about the new board of SASCOC, we have tried to be extremely unbiased in our approach to chess. And we've sat down with the portfolio committee, we've sat down with the department, we've sat down with chess over several interactions to inform them of the requirements for membership, as we do with all our other members in our one-on-ones. And if members don't conform to that, we then take it. We've reached the stage now where we take it to our General Assembly to request that these members who don't comply are therefore suspended, but we then sit down with them. In fact, with CHESS, there's supposed to be a meeting on the 20th of May where we will sit down with all stakeholders, not just the current body, the current executive, but all the provinces to determine what the provinces, what the problems are, including the International CHESS Association or FIDE. They have requested to be part of this meeting as well. And this meeting on the 20th will provide the platform or framework as to how we can move forward to correcting chess as a collective. Because currently, we in our last General Assembly, we asked the current president of chess, Mr. De Toit, to make a presentation to us. The whole of the General Assembly listened to him and heard him and asked questions to him, and then took the decision to suspend chess as well as the other federations, because they felt that you cannot operate as a single executive without having one single member being affiliated to you. For example, all the provinces have been suspended. Therefore, the current executive of chess is not accountable to anyone except themselves. And that is an unhealthy governance position, as well as the issue of not complying to safeguarding policy, as well as other policies such as their financial statements. So we are working constructively with all of these federations to ensure that they achieve compliance. With regards to the High Court decisions, we've taken all of those things into account with CHESS. And as I've stated, we are now working with FIDE to ensure that over the next few months, we can correct the situation in that important national federation. When we have these issues around internal matters within federations, we usually refer it back to the federation so they can resolve their particular matters, such as the netball matter. That is a matter between netball, that particular person, and the international federation. It is not SASCOC's mandate to interfere in internal processes unless a dispute is raised with SASCOC. Yes, ma'am, our Game Changers program, the Commonwealth Game Changers program, we are busy working in Khayelitsha currently over the last 2 years, and we are really looking to expand our community involvement across the country. And I welcome your suggestion about moving to other communities who need interaction and engagement in sports, and we'll definitely be working with you in that regard. Yes, we are working to fix the challenges of non-compliance with government. We had a huge indaba with government, I think, a month ago, where we had all the federations and other stakeholders together, where we determined what are the needs for change. And we are now working with government to ensure that we try and institute a national database and a national IT system as well that enables SASCOC and the department to work even more closely to determine who is compliant, what are the criteria, numbers of people in sport, men and women, etc. So we are, our relationship with government and the ministry is on a good footing. Kim will speak about safeguarding issues. The SASCOC Gender Commission, that name hasn't changed, Madam Chair. It is still called the SASCOC Gender Commission, and they are working with our stakeholders to ensure that we apply, and they've had their own strategic plan drawn up now as well, that ties in with ANOCA, Zone 6, as well as with ANOC, so that those policies are implemented. All of the PSPs distributions was accounted for to the department. Every cent that was given out was accounted, and that report was presented to the department. Leon will speak about the independent review report, and we can forward that to you if so needed, as well as the new high-performance structure. CEO, if I can ask you to cover anything else before we get the other members or staff to answer.
Yes, President. On the legal cases, yes, we do have pending legal cases that are at a very sensitive stage. There is mostly they are HR related. There is a case of incapacity with one of our employees. We still have the case of Mr. Tabu Reddy. The kids have, Tabu Reddy was the previous CEO of SASCOC. The kids still want to fight that their parents, their father was unfairly dismissed. And that case is also sitting with our lawyers. We already in discussions. There is a case with the previous CEO, Mr. Ravi, who also has wanted some kind of a relief for whatever reason. That also case is still is now in the hands of the legal teams. I know they met yesterday, and that's also an ongoing case. There was a case that came up from someone who said that they had been, their office was bugged, and they wanted SASCOC to pay because this young man was arrested, and now he says he can't get a job, and he wants to sue SASCOC, but there's no real evidence. So that case was still with the lawyers, but nothing has happened so far. Those are the four main cases that I can think of, Chairperson, right now. And then there was just one thing that Tim Song raised on the that there won't be any excuses now with the Commission of Inquiry recommendations, and I do agree with you. we've now closed most of those recommendations, and the report was discussed between the department and our office. But you are correct, there cannot be any more excuses now. It's really just the time to implement the recommendations. Thank you, Chair. Those are the two that you have not touched on, and the others will be addressed by the different members of the management team. Thank you.
So, patience, if I can ask you and Kim to talk about safeguarding matters, as well as the suspensions.
Okay, good morning to Honorable Chairperson and the portfolio committee members. Good morning as well to Honorable Deputy Minister, ADG and the team, to our board, CEO, and everyone that is in attendance. In terms of the, if I have to just confirm the number of federations that have been suspended, as the President has said, it's 8 of them. I just need to just indicate which codes are they. As the President has said, Madam Chair, is that when we're dealing with the issues of membership compliance at the General Assembly that we recently have, this was subsequent to a process, an internal process that we have in the organization in terms of assessing if our federations are ensuring that once they've been accepted as members of SASCO, they do comply to norms and standards of this organization. And basically what we're asking our members to do for us to check that they're in good standing, we ask them to score themselves in the norms and standards document. And the norms and standards document, it talks to a number of things around whether do they have elections, are they an affiliate to an international federation, do they have a letter that confirms that they are members, and then they must also indicate the commissions that they have, do they stick to what their constitution says and all that. So for us to be in comfort that they are in compliance, we then ask them to send us a constitution, but if they're sending a constitution, they must indicate if are there any amendments to their constitution. They must send us minutes, because minutes becomes proof that in terms of what their constitution says on having two meetings in a particular year, then that becomes an evidence for us. Yes, we do ask them to also provide audited financial statement. We need annual reports from them. I've indicated earlier that we also need them to give us a letter that confirms that they're a member of an international federation. We need them to also give us a calendar of events, what are they doing in, or what they did in the previous particular year, who are the list of the commission members. And then also we've got to also have an interest of their structure and how are they managing their organization. And I think you'll be aware that we still have quite a number of federations that are still working from the boot of their cars because they do not have that kind of an administrative support. So once we've got all this, I mean, we also look at their existence, where's their footprint in the provinces. So they need to be able to indicate to us that in how many districts are they in the 52 districts that we have in terms of geopolitical boundaries. Governance structure is critical for us to have a sense. Are they in the 9 provinces and really how do they function? We also look at issues of transformation for them to tell us in terms of statistics, how many members do they have in junior, and then they must give us a spread around the demographics as well. And then we also sometimes touch on, do they have any facilities that they own and all that. So these are the documents that annually we request our federations to provide to us, and that able to give us a sense in terms of where are they in terms of us continuing to say they are members in good standing. And we can say that when we had a meeting on the 22nd of April, we confirmed to the meeting that the following federations are the ones that are not in compliance. So, CHESS, you are aware about it, so that one of them was already been suspended. Eastern Cape Sports Confederation was one of them. South African Handball Federation, South African Golf Ball Federation, Powerboat Racing South Africa, South African Underwater Sport, Northern Cape Sports Confederation, and Northwest Sports Confederation. These are the eight members that were suspended due to not being in compliance to issues of a membership within the organization. But I think one of the things that I must also add that CHESS, it was not only the issue of membership compliance requirement, but as the president has indicated, it was also the fact that the impasse has been happening for years, and actually the federation was put into a dispute. And those are the decisions that made us to actually finally put a recommendation to the board for CHESS to be suspended. And we are actually excited that now even FIDE at its level has managed to say now they want to come in and they need to help the federation. But I also need to highlight that the CHESS issue, our artists are not going to suffer. Already the appointed reverse delegate has been engaging with us this week, that they've got events that are coming, and from their point of view that any athlete that wants to go and participate internationally, they need to be given that opportunity, and they actually want us as SASCO to be able to give them that endorsement so that athletes do not suffer. I think we all know that when the two elephants fight, the grass suffers, and in this case, our athletes then suffer in that regard. So that's that on the issue of the non-compliance of federation's chair. On the issue of safeguarding, yes, correctly so, we heard about 11 cases of safeguarding that we had, but obviously we've got more that have been lodged. I can safely say that from the 11, there's four that we know that have been dealt with. Others, there's still internal processes that are being still happening within the Federation. I just need to highlight to the members of the Portfolio Committee that some of them, why they're delayed, is because in some instances when due process has to be followed within these federations in relation to how they're managing their cases, you find that sometimes the victims are not willing to be part of the process, which is understandable, but unfortunately then it does not help our federations to be able to deal with the matter. But the other aspect is that some of them are not yet concluded because some of them already, some of the victims have reported this with steps, or they are still with, I think they say that it's sub judice, and then it becomes difficult for us to intervene. I think what I need to indicate, the third thing is that at the end of the day, on issues of safeguarding, we are held accountable as SAFCOC because these are our members. And yes, correctly so, in our safeguarding policy, we are very clear that the vulnerable group, they need to really be given a safer environment so that they're able to compete or be part of our sector without favor, but also making sure that really when they want to go and participate in any sport, then they are free to do that. But the only challenge that we have is that as SAFCOC, we sometimes are unable to even go deeper into some of the issues within the federation, because some of the, not some, federations have got autonomy on how they run their affairs. So ours that we have to do is just to intervene and help the federations to deal with some of the cases. The issue of the gun sport that they're talking to, it has not even come to our table that there's a case that has not been reported to us. But we do urge our federations to give us updates about some of these cases. So some of the cases are out there but not reported to us or even to the member federations in relation to issues that are happening. But yes, we do in most cases ask federations quarterly to give us that kind of an update. I don't know if Kim would want to add on to the issues of safeguarding. I want to then move to, there was a question about the PSP, presidential stimulus packages. Even on that one, we really manage this event and this funding very well together with the department. All the compliance officers and the inspectors that we appointed to assist, because it was during the COVID time. I don't think there's anyone that was treated unfairly in terms of the funding, but just to indicate that the SAFCOC members really appreciated this support because then it helped most of the federations to continue their affairs in making sure that even during the time of COVID where there was no sport activities, but really they educated and made sure that their athletes and the members are taken care of around compliance on issues of COVID. And then lastly, the issue that is raised about how do we support the victims. You correct, Honorable Veronica, that it's important that we have to support them, and policies do not actually come across in addressing those kind of issues. But I must say that through our partnership with Commonwealth Games Federation, we have appointed an intern who's with us for the whole year. And one of the things is to look at how we're going to assist our national federation to implement their policies, to make them effective in making sure that our victims really are taken care of. So we're going to work hand in hand with these federations on if there are cases on their table, how effectively must they be able to do that. So our intern is going to help us in terms of toolkit, processes on how they must effectively really address those kind of issues. And I think from my side, President, I think I hope I covered some of the questions that have been asked from my side. Thank you.
Thanks, questions. I'm sure there'll be follow-ups. And then Leon, the high performance program.
So first, can I just talk to the issue of NSC? I know it was raised.
Yes.
My apologies. The issue of the NSC, we recently had a consultative meeting to the joint session with the department in engaging our stakeholders, and federations were part of it. And in that forum, fortunately, we had National Lotteries Commission coming to present at that meeting. I think one of the things that came out in that presentation that we got from NSC was that there were a number of clubs that have been given funding by the NSC. And sadly, those sport clubs that were given funding, some of them were not even members of our national federation. And I think NSC has learned that going forward, any application that is coming from our sector is now going to be managed by our national federation. So we've taken note that really there's a lot of clubs that have got funding and they failed to account, and now it ends up becoming an issue of some of our federations failing to report because they did not even know that there were certain clubs that were given funding because there was no clear process or in terms of how that was managed. I thought maybe I must just highlight that maybe that the reason that they're saying there's non-accountability from our federation, to a certain extent, it's some of their affiliates that were given funding without their knowledge who couldn't report, and unfortunately, federations were found out were found to be those that are non-compliant on the matter. Thank you.
Of course, Madam Chair, if I may ask Leon to proceed with the high performance questions.
Thanks, President, and good morning all. In terms of the Tokyo report has been finalized and given to the department. The key outcomes there and the main is obviously funding for preparation. A big issue also in communication from the federation down to their athletes. And we've already addressed that with our athletes commission. We already had two Indaba speaking directly to athletes, which is a huge bonus going forward. And obviously one of the big takeouts was the lockdown that affected the preparation of our athletes, which was we had a very tough lockdown in South Africa, which affected our preparation properly for those games. In terms of preparation for the Olympic and Paralympic Games next year, as you heard, we've received a big sponsor, Bidvest, and part of that sponsorship is the relaunch of the Operation Excellence Program, which will now be called the Bidvest Operation Excellence Program, and will help us fund our top athletes in terms of Tier 1, our possible medalists, in Tier 2, our possible finalists, and also looking at 2028, and Tier 3 is our developmental athletes for 2028 and beyond. So our preparations will be better, but just remember the money's only coming now, and we're 1 year away from the games almost, 439 days, I think we are now. So the games are around the corner. So a big emphasis of our our funding is actually aimed at LA 2028 to ensure that we have a very well, high-performance transform team from LA and beyond. But the preparations have already started. Then someone asked in particular athletics preparation, and I don't know if it was athletics or athletes. So if they're talking the federation, we do receive some money from our continental body, ANOCA, and we help all the other federations that are not on operation excellence in some shape or form to prepare. Although athletics have quite a number of athletes on operation excellence, because the main medals come from athletics and swimming. And that's the bulk of our operation excellence is normally pushed towards that. But all the federations can also apply to the NLC as well as get a grant from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture in terms of their World Champs and Olympic and Paralympic preparation. I don't know if there's anything else you want me to cover, President.
There was a question on selection process.
Thanks.
There was a question on selection process, Leon.
So as per the special general meeting in 2019, the selection process for Olympic and Paralympic Games is as long as the athlete and or teams qualify according to the International Olympic Committee, the International Paralympic Committee, and the International Federation qualification process, and they are in good standing and qualify in terms of our statutes that they've got to have a South African passport, and they're in good standing with no doping offences against them, they will be selected. Thanks to you.
Then to close, Chair, Honourable Van Dyk, we do apologise for the lack of communication with regards to your letters. We commit ourselves to answer all of them over the next week and a half. And accept our apologies in that regard. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, if I can come in, if you allow, I think with FASCOP having finished, there were questions that were specifically addressed to the department. I would, through you, Chair, request that the colleagues then respond to questions, a number of questions that were related to the issue of National Federation's compliance, and the department will also speak to that a bit. The issue that was just referred to by the President on the issue of non-responses to questions. I think I am aware that they are, I think with respect to SASPOC specifically, the 1351 question and the 1023 question that came from Honorable Van Dyk, but President has responded to that, but colleagues might want to just add also Chairperson. The issues with regard to Chess SA, I believe SASCOC, even though Honorable Member had enjoined us when asking the question, Honorable Member has responded. I mean, President and team have responded on the issue of Chess SA and the consequences thereof. I just wanted to add, before I hand over to DDT Khan, with respect to what SASCOC is reporting, with respect to PEPS, that yes, I can confirm that SASCOC was only participating in the 2020-21 PEPS process, distribution process, and they were under the job creation category. With about 51 million, and yes, they did fully comply, creating about 1,467 jobs for compliance officers, as COO has indicated. I think with that, it's just what I wanted to add and emphasize on through you, Chair, DDT Khan.
Thank you very much, EDG, and thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, let me speak about what AGG has spoken about the questions. Yes, the question from Honorable Van Dyke to Saskok, it doesn't have a name on it. We asked for the name to be supplied so we could fully respond. We submitted that question to Saskok last week, and they are slow to respond to that question. So that question will come through. It's just that we had a delay in getting some more information around the name. There was a name because the question said name, you know, a person, if they don't give you the name, they say there is a name, so you've got to ask for that. So that was the delay there. Then the issue of accountability and compliance, how many federations are compliant and what do we do? As a department, if the federations are not compliant, we do have a funding and a financial and non-financial policy that determines and is a criteria of how we fund policies. So there are various checklists that we have, I mean, various checks and balances we have in place. We have a checklist. Obviously, to give funding, we have to comply with the PFMA. We also have to comply with them submitting their constitution, the annual financial statements, the activities in their business plans, their reports they have to give to us on a quarterly basis. So if all of that is not in place, then we do not fund it. There are a number of federations we've not funded based on non-compliance, and CHESS has been one of them as well. And then with regard to the funds not being, do we have enough funds? And the federations have indicated that they do not have any funds. Chairperson, we fund about 60 federations, and our budget for transfers to non-profit organizations is around 117 million. So it's a very small amount of money for so much that we still have to do within the sports sector. So we do have category A federations, B federations that we fund. And then we also look at, you know, where there's non-compliance, and to respond to what the chairperson is asking about, will we prioritize funding for the Olympic and Paralympic Games coming through in 2024? Where there is available funding, if federations are not compliant, then we look at where the need is greatest and then we reallocate funding. And if there's Olympic Games, Paralympic Games, it may not be a big amount, we would fund them. And just to also indicate, Chairperson, that whilst we may not have our own funding, we have been enablers and we have lobbied the National Lotteries Commission, where in 2012 they've allocated funding for team preparation for those medal hopefuls. And we also did that the same for the Tokyo Olympics, where the lottery funding have allocated funding to the medal hopefuls in the absence of the operation excellence. And I think now Saskok has indicated that there is dedicated funding for the OPEX program through the BidVest sponsorship. The issue around the CHESS, I think I'm going to ask AGG, with your permission, Mr. Simpiwe Nube, that, you know, in 2021, yes, we were given a mandate by the Portfolio Committee to work with Saskok to address the issues with CHESS, and I think there's quite a lot of work that we did between ourselves and Saskok, working with the CHESS structure. So Mr. Nube is here, he will give us a response to that. Thank you very much, ADG Chairperson, and Mr. Nube can just respond to the CHESS issue.
Thank you, Acting DG. Thank you to DG Khan. According to my observations, I don't see any other thing. Do you want to say something, DM?
Point of privilege, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Islam.
Will we get, because I think we have questions which are not answered. Now, will we get an opportunity to do follow-ups. Yes, and questions which were not answered. I think most of the questions were not answered. I'll give you Honorable Veronica's question were not answered. And I think that is the issue, that only two members have information and they cannot even divulge. I think transparency and openness is the key. If you're not open to us, we'll have these issues that we cannot allow members to come in at this. For an example, Chair,
I would like to say those questions in order, let's be specific in order that they must deal with those questions. Thank you, Honorable Commissioner.
Must I continue, Chair?
Yes, I was saying, Honorable Commissioner, if you can
answer, we will
have the relevant questions which are still outstanding.
Yeah, okay. I think Honorable Veronica has asked that even on what's on our status on the chat group. For an example, she wanted to find out regarding the compliance that the Federation assessed or SASCOC assessed any legal issues with EHL, because she mentioned that there are two groups. Are they entertaining the other group or not? Next week on the 26th, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to meet Chair. I would propose a way forward that let's choose these two delegates from SASCOC, not the entire board now. It's Chair South Africa is coming, the two members from SASCOC, the president and whoever, they must come and be part of that meeting. That is my suggestion on that issue. And the issues of legal outstanding legal cases, I think we need more details. And I would propose that, for an example, if the outstanding former CEO cases, how much have you used to date? And it's more money. And why don't you get an option for us to settle this out of court, if any? And what will help us for us to get more details on these cases? Because I don't have details. I'm just getting more information, which is if they are, or you can't even go for out of court settlement. Those are the issues that I wanted to raise, especially on Honorable Van Dijk. I think he has put different issues on the chat room. But nonetheless, Chair, I think the issues of finances. When you say the president said it's expense, you must put on that line item expense. Don't just put a figure and it doesn't explain it's an expense. It's in red, it's in brackets, and I did accounting one, not 101. Something is on red, it's not detailed, it's just in brackets and it's red. Now it's an expense. I think one of the things maybe the department must help, when they come to us, there must be a format how to address their finances, because that financial information is misleading, honestly not. Nonetheless, Chair, I'm happy that we'll get those documents, that they promised to get them. Now propose we get them in 7 days as the constitution selection process, selection criteria that they've adopted even the other policies. I'm happy for now. Honorable Van Dijk, please come in. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Chairperson, I'm done. I've heard Honorable Van Dijk saying Chairperson.
Chairperson, some of my questions are indeed not answered, so I will put them in writing because I did request certain documents, actually, so which might be difficult to present. But specifically, the letter of Mr. Makanya, I wanted to know from SASCOC why they are funding the legal case of the illegal group of GSA. And I cannot recall that I received a response on that. And then also, on a written question, 1044,
I specifically asked regarding the funding of the Federation, and it was stated that Chief is overseas 1.7 million. So to what group did that allocation went? Because it was definitely not to the group that you are expecting financial statements from at this stage.
Okay. Acting DG, to you, to the president, you see that the last comments and questions of the two honorable members.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. On the legal issues with CHESS, I can state categorically that SASCOC and this board of SASCOC and its staff have not taken any sides with any particular action. We have tried to maintain our unbiased approach to solving the CHESS matter. I'm particularly hesitant to have board members part of a dispute process, because a dispute process is supposed to be an independent process. And to have board members part of that could compromise the integrity of the board. So as I said, from my perspective, I wouldn't recommend that board members be part of a dispute process. Let FIDE and the SASCOC staff and whoever we think is going to be independent and try and resolve that matter with our guidance, of course, from FIDE and SASCOC. The CEO will talk about the legal fees as well as this issue about Mr. Makanya, because I don't know whether SASCOC has given money to any entity to cover their legal fees, but the CEO will answer that question. And I think the 1044 is for the department. We will also assist Mr. Antoine Mshlongo with regards to the finance question that he's raised and explain that better for him as well in our formal response. CEO, are you able to answer the question about Mr. Makanya and legal fees to a particular group?
I'm not aware, President, of that. And I was going to say that, can I request you that I'm wrong with that, as you had given us 7 days to send you the document, you also give me allow us to respond to the legal fees. I just don't have the figure with me right now. But yes, it is costing. I think it's a matter of the legal people advising which is the best route. If the best route is to settle, but we don't really want to settle if we don't see the need to settle, because sometimes when you settle, it is interpreted as if you are admitting guilt. So we just want to allow the legal process to unfold, and if the recommendation is that the matter must be settled, we'll definitely settle on all the three matters that I have highlighted. But I do need a bit of just to go to the books and check how much we have paid to date on these legal matters. Thanks.
Thank you. Are you all satisfied, Acting DG, that the follow-up questions you have answered? I've heard the president saying that 10144 or 10 whatever, it's the department that must respond. That's what we are responding on. That's what we are responding on just now, ATUDG.
Yes, Chair, I heard what president said. It's question 10144. DDG Khan or Simpiwe, the chief director, would respond to the question. Say it's very specific to the funding to CHESS SA.
Thank you.
DDG.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ADG. ADG, I've asked Simpiwe to respond to a few of the questions around CHESS, and I think he was going to respond, and he's ready now, Chief.
Okay. Okay, I've seen this end. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, DDG. Simpiwe?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning to you and fellow committee members, as well as the President of SASCOC and the leadership of SASCOC, the Deputy Minister and the leadership of the department. Chair, firstly, let me just also confirm that as a department, firstly, there is no group of chairs that we actually either supporting in any form or providing funding to. The last time the department provided funding to chairs was in the financial year 2016. Since then, the department has not been able to provide funding to chairs based on the challenges that CHESS has been experiencing. And CHESS, so I needed to just clarify firstly that part. It also goes with just the confirmation that when this matter went to court, our legal services unit did advise that it will not be wise nor prudent of us as a department to get involved, because what it means in terms of resolving the dispute that you may then, we may then as a department have to be cited as a respondent to the matter. But our understanding as well, Chair, is that at this point, in terms of CHESS-related matters, it is not necessarily about the disputes between the parties concerned. Our understanding as a department is that the suspension of CHESS and other federations is primarily based on the non-compliance matters. Now, Chair, this goes for all the federations, Chair. As soon as SASCOC indicates to the department that a certain federation is non-compliant in whatever form or shape with SASCOC, the department, as much as we would still send an invite to that federation when we make a call for applications, but we do then indicate that unless the compliance matters are resolved, funding would not necessarily be provided to that federation, because in some instances you will find that that has to deal with governance-related and administration-related matters, which obviously will then impact on the requirements as set out in the PFMA, particularly Section 38, which enjoins the accounting officer to satisfy himself or herself that the institution the department transfers to has got the appropriate administrative systems, mechanisms, and accounting systems and mechanisms. So those are the things that we take into consideration, Chair. But to just indicate, Chair, that as a department, we have sought to really close the gaps to ensure that there's better efficiency between SASCOC and the department. That's why we then deal with a federation as a collective, even when we are considering applications from federations. There is a joint subcommittee that comprises of the department as well as SASCOC, which looks at what the federations are presenting. And we have also looked at reforms which address the long-term planning. So instead of looking at a business plan just for 1 year, we want to now look at the business plan for at least a minimum of 3 years, so that there's better planning and there's better efficiencies in terms of the system. Chair, I thought I will address the issues relating to Chair, but equally address the issues relating to broadly compliance matters with the Federation, as well as broadly how we are assisting the Federation to work much better in a much more efficient and effective manner. I hope I have not left anything out to Jefferson in my response. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Acting DG. Thank you, Sempiwa. Thank you, DG Khan. Honorable members, we have our staff also, which are recording, and I wanted to lead with the staff officials from the department that they must always do what I'm always calling the staff of the committee to do follow-ups, in order that we must do a follow-ups of requests and questions which they don't need, even that we must come in a committee to discuss that. It means that the written questions to individual federation, they must be responded to the members of the committee, because if they are not, I'm always getting that questions which were asked, maybe this federation, this entity, Chairperson, are not yet responded to. As Usimpi was just saying, let's close gaps. We've been together. Now we're supposed to know what is expected of us all. I'm seeing now, oh, President, with your last comments, President, of Ustaz Kok, I'm giving to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just a correction. Before the closing, I mentioned that the CHESS meeting is on the 20th. It's in fact on the 19th of May, if that could be corrected, please. And then just to inform the members of the portfolio committee that of some of those 8 members that were suspended, some of them have already started to comply, and that process is now in the hands of the membership commission. But we will brief and send a report to the department as soon as that has been concluded. Thank you.
Can I do a follow-up, President? You did hear that there is a proposal that because we're going to deal with the test, and if one of you must be present in order that we must not leave points hanging in case they will be complaining I was going to be available, President, because on the 19th we are going to have a physical meeting. Let's report that in this meeting.
Totally understood and heard. We will have representation at that meeting, as well as the International Chess Federation will also be part of that meeting. Chair.
Thank you so much, President. Honorable Veronica and Honorable Shong, are the legal hands all your fight?
Chair, I just want confirmation on who will be attending the CHESS meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Pandit. They are committing themselves that they will be present on Friday. Honorable Shong.
I wanted to know the issues of suspension. I think I forgot the actual who responded to, but there's no clear criteria that they use. There was federation since 2018. They only suspended it after 5 years. What processes do they follow? I think we need a detailed report on how, let's say you see you did not submit financials, as an example, as a tick box. That financials, will they leave it till 2024? 2023, and they'll only suspend them now, but the red lights were highlighted early in 2018, because I think there's an example that I questioned for you to suspend members. Yes, she told us the financials, membership and everything, but
I think they must give us a clear criteria that they use and for them to do an oversight. For example, the chair. It has been outstanding for some time. I've been a member since 2018. We dealt with, we called SASCOP, we dealt to groups, and we thought we are sorting it out. Now, one of the issues why they suspended chairs is because of the dispute. It's part of that. Fear there was a dispute issue which was not resolved and other issues that they're telling us. Now, what I'm saying is there must have been either a policy or guidelines how to, when they suspend, if you did not submit financials for the first year. Second year, what does SASCO do for them to comply with their finances or whatever criteria that they use? That is my suggestion. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that suggestion. SASCO and our department, you hear from your good self. It was a very good meeting that we have got to clear some grey areas and the gaps. DM, before I close the meeting, before I pass on this point.
Thank you very much, Chef. And really, I want to echo your words that it really was a good meeting. It started on shaky ground, which is but the maturity of the members of the portfolio committee shown through in the management of this matter. And I really think as the ministry and the department, we appreciate how you always handle things. I want to underscore the fact that both the president and the department have confirmed that written responses will be made available within a week. We will follow this through and make sure that the written responses to the questions are sent through. I also want to agree fully with Honorable Songo when he heaped praise to the new CEO and the management team of the SASCO of the improvement that we have seen so far of how management has improved. But I also want to warn the CEO that she must not be too happy about that, because when next she comes, Honorable Mshongo will be on her head. You know, that's how Honorable Mshongo is. So she must not relax. And I hear her, she called that damn Mshongo. Honorable Mshongo. I just want to warn her that Honorable Mshongo is not somebody that you can trust 100%, but when something is good, it's good. When something is good, it's good, but when something is needs to be accounted for, he will be on your head. So I just wanted to warn the new CEO not to be too comfortable. And I'm quite happy with the safeguard business, but I think what we had discussed these things that we've come a long way, both as the committee, both as the SASCO, and as the department on these issues. And I think we have agreed that it must be a standing item, because it will help us be able to monitor and gauge how progress is being made. And I'm quite happy that at least there is an attempt from SASCO to manage these things. So, Chair, I'm quite happy just to say to the chair, on the Friday meetings, we might not be, because you had already heard that minister is traveling and the meeting is physical. And myself, I will have to be at the preparation of the funeral for Ambassador Billy Masekela. So we might not be able to be in the meeting physically as the minister. but the department will be here fully. I just don't want the portfolio committee to think that we are not respecting them. Friday looks like it's going to be beyond our own at this point in time, but we want the meeting to continue. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chairperson, point of privilege, Assist Chair, on the issue raised by the Minister. So the last one, Chair. I know it's on the agenda. The Minister will be releasing her now. Deputy Minister, apologies, will be releasing her now. Chair, I think we must consider that meeting. Can it be virtual? Because one of the things, imagine having two SAFA members coming to a meeting. We drove all the way from Orlando to Cape Town, and we only have two members. Can you secure those issues before we go for physical meeting? Thank you. In other words, we must know who will be there, and then we take a decision on that. We cannot just have us from 1.2 that, and then we're going to have two members from SAFCOC, or not SAFCOC, from SAFA, coming to that meeting. It's totally wrong, and there's no deputy, there's no minister. And we've challenged the minister in our budget regarding SAFA. Thank you very much. I apologize. I know I'm out of order on this one.
Thank you, DM, about your last input. Honorable members, it was, again, really good meeting. But, honorable members, we are not going to change the meeting. The meeting is going to be physical. And as we're speaking here, I will ask the administration to forward the apology. The only apology so far, which I wanted that the department, their department is aware about the apology of President of Ustafa, who was today flying down where he's going to have this meeting made, not to be part of us. To me, I do appreciate that each and every federation entity, they must do that when they are not going to be with us. Do what the SAFA president has done, because this invitation of himself, he even forwarded, it was Thursday or Friday, the invite on this curfew meeting. So as we're sitting here, each department and the chairperson, as I was going to report, as I started to report, that so far it's only the president who's not going to be here. And according to the members who are coming, we do have the list. So far, we're still maintaining, according to our program, we are going to have a physical meeting. We've been given the slot for the first time when we've been trying to get slot. We cannot forfeit that slot. In those words, the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, led by the Deputy Minister, you acting DG and your colleagues, can I take this opportunity saying that when we're having robust discussion, we all want us to be cool-headed, and in order that we must give each other a chance. Sometimes we are becoming harsh even to the department, but for the sake of good governance, we must tolerate each other. Thank you, Honorable President, with the encouragement that we are having, really. Can I also thank the leadership of the other political party, which I'm not encouraging to talk like that in a committee, but when the DA wanted not to contribute in a meeting, I felt that this is not on in this meeting. We were a family, and we do accept criticism. We do tolerate each other. Let me also thank the leadership led by you, Honorable Mhlongo. It was not easy, but I'm suspecting without you contributing with the collective of this committee, we won't have a fully fledged decision of the committee, especially issues of sport, which SASCOC is very, very relevant to the department and to the committee. By those words,
if I may, please, I really apologize.
Okay.
I just want to ensure that there's no confusion about the meeting on the 19th. Because SASCOC and FIDE, with the various just affiliates, are arranging a meeting. The meeting that you're speaking of, which is physical, is it on the same day, MJ?
Yes. Zoliaga, I don't know what president now is. He confused him. On the 19th of this month, on Friday, we are having Safa Zoliaga.
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct.
Okay. And then
we are meeting with Chair next week on Friday, the
26th.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Chair. So we will be having the meeting, and I think it's a virtual meeting as well, because FIDE will be. Yes, FIDE will be. Yes. Yes.
Honorable members, can now I release the visitors, and we are in now wanting to get to our minutes, which both our department and SASCOC I'm releasing. Thanking you very much.
And course, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you to the committee members. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, in that them song.
Bye.
That them song.
Bye. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye. Why did you not comment that? Why we are the honourable member and there's somebody called that them song.
Apologies.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Honorable members, with a few minutes which you left with, can we go to the minutes of second name? The old ones. Honorable members, I'm presenting these minutes that I'm asking you to adopt them. Any hand? Honorable Adams? Honorable Malone? Yes. Let's be quick and brief, honorable members. We don't have enough time. When I'm giving you the platform, please talk.
I'm proposing adoption of the amendments, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Maloma.
Thank you, Chair. I'm seconding Honorable Adams that this is a true reflection of what has happened in the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maloma. Can we have a second batch of minutes? Thank you all. Thank you also. Honorable members, this is a set of minutes. Can I ask honorable members to confirm by raising their hands? Honorable Zondi?
As Chair, I propose that we accept the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Honorable Adams?
I second on the proposal of adoption, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much, honorable members. Honorable members, let me again to thank you, honorable members, when we are faced with we still have, the last one. Yes. What is this now?
Madam Chair, it's the program.
Okay.
We are going to discuss it before the close of the meeting.
No, we were agreeing on the issue that it must be taken by relevant members to their parties which are sitting this committee. This issue of e-programming and the oversight that it's always coming back to the chairperson and the committee members that all of us were presented in the programming. And if we can have one voice of complaining about changing, chop and changing of the program, that's why we are not having an oversight. So I'm suspecting when we were outlining, we wanted to notice and agree that it doesn't serve as well as this committee, the chop and changing. But I've seen whilst we're still talking about that, what were you saying, Jabu? Can you get in? It's nothing to do with the whole program. Can you tell us? Before that, Honorable Jabu, can you tell us with the latest that you were forwarding to me whilst I was reporting to the members?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Yes, Chairperson, I was forwarding you the response from the House Chairperson's office with regards to the latest application submitted for the oversight. There's an indication that during the week of the 5th to the 10th of June, there will be three line whips and a few other changes to the parliament program. So they've requested us that we have a re-look at the dates that we submitted. So at the moment, we're just communicating with others just to find out the dates that are suitable for us to undertake the oversight. That's what was indicated.
Honorable members, as you are hearing this, I'm suspecting that soon we are going for recess. And with me as a chairperson, we've been taking pillar to post about our oversight. Initially, honorable members, I reported to you that I put it bluntly that e-oversight is not only about public hearings. E-oversight is it's doing a follow-up on our own monies of government to go and do e-oversight. But honorable members, as I'm saying, e-programming, the way that is operating, it doesn't assist so many chairpersons. presenting in committees, it does disorganize us. It's not upon ourselves as members of these committees that we don't want to do oversight. Can I give you Honorable Song and Honorable Members?
I wanted us to discuss the program. Remember, I proposed that there must be consultation with a party, with our college party leaders or colleagues. Now, we've approved that on the 19th, we must have Department of Nigerian conversation, briefed by the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and National Sports Amendment Bill. But today, yesterday, I was shocked to see SAFA is coming. It was not planned. It's not a planned meeting that SAFA must come. And I've proposed SAFA a long time ago that they must come, we must put them on the agenda, but there was no communication. And worst of all, SAFA is main issue that I'm driving and I'm interested to know more. But shocking to hear that it's now a physical meeting, worse. Physical. And when you check on our proposal, it's virtual meeting. On the approved, it's not even a proposal, approved plan that we've approved. That day, it's a virtual meeting, and SAFA is not even on the item that we've approved. Now, I was concerned to say, I think there must be consultation if there are changes. These are the things that, who does the plan for the committee? There must be consultation. I think, like the programming committee, they consult all parties. Now, worst of all, oversight, it's now a three-line whip that we can do. When, how didn't you not get it that we are on budget? After budget, we must approve those. Now, you came with the date, and even previous quarter, the way dates were changed. I'm saying with consultation, it's so important, firstly, that not to be given a ugoza, and then we must just eat, like this Friday. I have apologies for my colleagues, West, because we plan things in advance. Honorable Van Dijk won't be available. She's traveling from Cape Town to the constituency. It's more than a 10 hours drive. Now I'm saying, those are the issues that are so shocking. We have put a plan, but things have changed in 11 hours. Not only go oversight, even the daily meetings agenda, because we prepare ourselves. We know who will tackle this, who will tackle this. Now I'm saying, in future, this must not happen. We must be consulted. Thank you very much. And this thing here, yeah, we must look. I think I've raised it through that meeting. The president is not there. How many members will be coming at the staff? Imagine I drive, only two members are there on Friday. I come from Joburg to Cape Town, and then two members. It's a waste of taxpayers' money, and it was not even planned, Gashe. And now the president will suffer. Yes. The minister is not there. I think we must consider that. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes, yes, so.
On the issue of the program, Madam Chair, I would like to remind members that the initial program did not have SAFA, but Mr. Msongo, when we adopted the program, he suggested, proposed that we include SAFA, and that amendment was adopted in the meeting. And we included SAFA and then forwarded the updated program to members. And because members have been looking for a physical meeting, we have been trying as a secretariat to get a physical meeting. And when we did get a physical meeting, we did indicate to the chairperson, and the chairperson did advise members about the physical meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Chair, apologies, not dialogue, apologies. When was the updated program sent to us? There's no a date. I've never received an adopted.
Honorable Song, it must not be a talk because I wanted other members and maybe before other members. In April, in that meeting, it was changed and it was adopted in a meeting situation. Can I give it to Honorable Madlingos, the Honorable Malumani?
Chairperson, Ndiyabulela. Ingathi sengibethe emlonyeni wonke umuntu uyithethele libe lifuna ithetha. Ubanza iphinde ndizawube ndigobha amanzi amahle ngakulela. Kuze.
Ewezawutheni loo mazi wagcobha?
Ndenzawuthi chairperson ndiyakhumbula usithi we all want to meet physically but then we are not getting it. You know? So now it just came last night, as yesterday, that we will be meeting in Cape Town physically, and it came as a shock. But I understand and I heard what the secretary is saying, and also what the chairperson is saying. And yeah, double it. Thank you.
You are amongst the members who have got network problems on that day, and I wanted that members who were present, it was changed and it was adopted in the another meeting. It was even read in red, open, red print out to assist us to check those who are just added. Honorable Malomana M1, Honorable Lutuli.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think on the issue of the program, we adopted the program with amendments. That's correct. That Boleka is saying. And on the issue of SAFA, we said, can they check where they can put SAFA on? Because Honorable Shongo was saying, we need to call SAFA to come in.
Yes, Honorable Member, yes.
Account because it's been long. So, yep.
We can hear you, Honorable.
Hear what you're writing. Chair, you didn't hear me?
Honorable, yes, you were having a challenge. You have been cut.
I've been cut.
We
but
did
now, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. I do.
Okay, Chair, I was just saying on the issue of SAFA, as a committee, we supported the issue that was. It was based on Honorable Mshoma that SAFA is being long not coming to the committee to account. And then we said, let's adopt it within the amendment. So the amendment, I think maybe it's because it was an amendment, because it was not there when they presented. But when we approved the program, we said they must put SAFA. On the issue of the physical meeting, all of us requested a physical meeting to say we must meet physically. So especially some of us are having network challenges, so we must meet physically. I think that meeting is upon our request. That is why maybe the secretariat, if they find a space to say on Friday we must come, I am having Chair, because we will be wearing our T-shirt, it's Netball Friday. We will be there, Chair, on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Mthuli, Mshaza.
Nepomiti lo di pelo paula mna kuyi ndabeniba ye oversight ukuthi njengoba dikhona nje ngaba nenkinga yokuba kwakuhlangene it was a coincidence with the small business development in the Northwest.
No, Baba. I see Vanderson Vunielo, what was China, AHS department in the Okukala for a budget vote, and so that change of Okuba must use the presentations. I can't see hand, and it was not out of us, it was out of a change of a program, Baba. Siyabonga. I've got a portfolio host, I've got Honorable Shongo, and we left with a few minutes to get to the back.
Chair,
Chair, I think what I'm saying is fine. It was amended, but it was not sent to us. But I know maybe it's an error on its own. I'll ask you, how many members are coming in the staff? I think you must have that list before. What you mean? That's another point that we must know. But imagine all members are not coming in the staff, or we are only there. And then which is it's wasteful expenditure in my view.
Okay, Honorable Musombo, they did forward. I'll ask the leadership of the secretariat that they must forward all those letters. They were forwarded to the department and copied to the chairperson. And I got that list on Friday, but I was on my way. I didn't ask the leadership of the staff that they must forward to all members. Thank you, Honorable Members. In that case, Honorable Members, we did get a slot. Let's come with our t-shirts. Those who are not having prior arrangement would love to have sitting in our parliament, especially with we call it federation or entity, whatever. In those words, Honorable Members, can I again thank you and saying that let's meet on Friday and the meeting is closed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Bye to all honorable members.
Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.